Castle, you big beautiful thing, you.
Good morning.
Just strap on.
We'll do it live.
I've been probed.
Just do it.
You'd be such a bad test case for the human race.
I'm no intelligent life form.
Time to get that fun feeling with Nick.
Hey, Riddlers.
Jess.
I could break you.
And Ducko.
Strap yourselves in. You're in my town now, baby.
Nick, Jess and Ducko.
What's a 69er?
What time is it?
Showtime.
Ooh, 6:01. Happy Wednesday.
Good morning, team.
How are you all? How's your Tuesday evening?
Oh, fun. Angus and I are camping in our living room.
I saw that.
Yeah, we're getting the carpets redone in all the bedrooms, so we've had to take everything out. Uh-huh. So we set up a bedroom, makeshift bedroom in the living room.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
We're having a slumber party.
Would it get bright in there in the morning?
Well, not for me.
Yeah,
it's still
no.
dark. Report back. Angus's first morning in there. He's already texted me, though, saying I can't get back to sleep, so he'll probably get up and start painting something.
Start making the fairy bread.
Exactly.
Does it feel like you're in a different house, being in your living room?
It feels like we shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like we're doing something naughty.
Ooh.
You know, there's no headboard. It's all pillows are everywhere.
Yeah.
Chargers coming out of weird spots. I'm like, this is weird. But anyway, it's a bit of fun.
At least you're near the kitchen for your midnight snacks when you want to get your 1 a.m. pasta.
100%. I just have to work out how I can switch the fridge light off before I open the door.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? Because
light
really will...
It'll wake everyone up.
It'll undo your secret mission.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you one of those people who, you know, they sleep, walk, eat?
Do you know what?
They just wake up and they've just made an omelette?
Yeah. Yes, I am sleep, walk, eater. Not just fully conscious and hungry. No. Sleep, walk, eat. Yeah, that's good.
I don't know if I've ever had a midnight snack.
No, I definitely
haven't. I don't know if I've woken up and gone, I'm going to eat, and then go back to bed.
Oh, my God, no. All the time.
Really?
If I haven't had a big enough dinner, my stomach will go, you're still hungry. And I can't get it out of my head.
So what do you go? What would you go down and get if it was like 12:30, 1 a.m.?
Cheese and bickies.
Really?
Oh, you know what?
Bed.
Yeah, olives, pickles.
Olives.
Yeah, whatever's in the fridge in a jar.
That mayo.
Jar food.
Jar food.
Yeah.
Love a jar food.
Love a jar food.
Yeah.
To come out. Have you ever done it before?
I'll do a toast sometimes.
Okay.
Not going to be bothered getting the toaster out of the cupboard.
Are you whipping up a Nasi Goreng?
Oh, look, I'm not doing a Nasi Goreng. Not good enough of a cook to get the wok out at midnight. No.
I feel like it's one of those things where you'd start making the Nasi Goreng halfway through and be like, I'm over this.
I've come this far.
Yeah. I've never done that. Maybe I should try it, Gilly.
Yeah, do it, man. I don't know why I'm giving you this advice. I've never done it, but sounds like it would be nice.
But I don't feel like you can set your alarm. Your tummy has to wake you up. So if your tummy's not waking you up, maybe you'll just go your whole life without ever having had a midnight snack.
I feel like I'm missing out.
I don't want you to be on your deathbed.
And regret it.
Go. Your one regret.
You'll be there, obviously, next to me while I'm on my deathbed.
Obviously.
And you won't be sick or injured at all at that age.
100%. Oh, will be.
You'll be
fighting
great.
I never had a midnight snack. You don't want to go like that, you know?
Yeah, I don't. I don't want to go like that. I've been thinking about it a bit
I'm
lately.
I'm going to call you at midnight tonight. Ducko, it's time. Get up.
Yeah.
Go get yourself a midnight snack.
You don't want your grandkids going, what was Papa's last word?
So true.
He didn't have a midnight snack.
I'm like, Papa, no, how could you not?
Yeah, but what a life lesson for them.
Yeah.
Don't live, you know, without having done that.
They'll never not do that, you know. Yeah. Anyway, we live and we learn.
We do.
Massive show, guys. As always, we'll be covering all things the games happening right now over in Japan. Matt Carmichael, reporter, coming on. Plenty of Aussies scoring golds, bronze and silver yesterday as well.
Mm-hmm.
What a games it was. But right now...